did a big survey of students, of high school students, and asked them to come up with one word to describe education. The word was boring.
The only freedom we have is lunchtime and recess, so we don't have that much time to like learn whatever we want, so we just couldn't.
We like come home and you're like, well, I could play guitar, but I kind of don't want it because my day sucks. And that's how it is like every day.
Couldn't like let our hearts beat basically.
And you just like feel like, hey, this is enough, okay?
Does learning have to be that way?
It's not like an actual school where you're sitting down just, you know, at a desk doing work and stuff. I mean, yeah, we do have math classes, we do have science classes, but it's more outdoors. We're going on picnics all the time. There's always something new.
They've taught us how to be, like, in community.
I think this school is the best school in the world.
I don't like it. I love it.
We have a lot more happiness, too.
People want to learn. I want to learn. Obviously, everybody wants to learn, but just let them learn.
If you take a closer look, you'll find people all over the country who are redefining learning and reinventing education.
When I am out traveling, I meet a lot of kids. Some will stay acquaintances and some will become friends. When I meet someone I never know what to expect, I'm always really happy when I feel our souls connect.
My name is Amina. And I'm Amber. And in March and April of 2006, we went on a journey to explore the living history of radical learning spaces and the people and communities that are creating them.
I actually like your radical learning thing, but that's because of the word radical being get to the root. I mean, that's what the new school does, is get to the root of things.
We were both dissatisfied with our own school experiences. And now, done with school, both wanted to work with young people. We saw flaws in the conventional system, and had heard and read about free schools and unschooling. But we wanted to find out more, to meet the people doing this stuff, and see how these places really operate. We wanted to know, how can learning happen differently? How can people reclaim their education? What does it look like to choose what and how to learn? We decided to find out, to connect the dots of this movement, to explore the existing ideas and perspectives on how to create amazing learning environments, and to share this research with the world. We're not reporters, we're not students working on a thesis, and certainly no one would call us experts on the subject of education. We've never made a documentary before. We didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. But in the spirit of learning by doing, we did it anyway.
Sometimes I think that I must be blessed, and I'm so impressed by the stuff I've seen and the chances I get and the kids I've met all over the world.
With borrowed equipment and a list of questions, we jumped in the van with three friends and began our quest. As spring arrived across the country, we visited 23 spaces. Community centers, free schools, after-school programs, summer camps, public charter schools, homeschoolers, and unschoolers. The trip opened our eyes. Why did no one tell us about this when we were in school? We slept on floors of schools and in houses of strangers and friends. We did a performance in the evenings to make gas money. It wasn't always easy. We got stuck in traffic and snowstorms and rainstorms. We chased down a pickpocket on skateboard, broke down twice in California. But it was always interesting. Getting a tour of Oakland by our car mechanic, having a snowball fight at Mount Rushmore, starting a band with free schoolers in Pennsylvania, and having endless discussions with amazing people about learning, school, and education.